Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. And I think you're going to be glad you're here, too, because our good friend Sam Norwood is back in the building, so to speak. Sam is our longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC, which is an outstanding organization that we'll get him to tell us about just a little bit later on. But once a month, Sam has hundreds, six or 700 partners across North America who are out there helping to manage businesses, just like you and I. And you know, these guys may not be the owners like you and I, but they're the guys that we hire to help us with our finances, our financial business, with our information part of our business. And so they're out there helping to manage these businesses, and they're seeing what's really going on in where the rubber meets the road. They're out there in the marketplace where people are buying and selling and making profits or maybe not making profits. And so once a month, he asks these partners, what do you think's going on out there? How does it look to you? How does it look to you right now? And how do you think it's going to look in about 60 days? And they report back to him. He compiles that into a handy-dandy report. It's an outstanding survey that he produces. And we are the very proud beneficiaries every month of this report, hot off the press. And here's the news. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back with you, Jim, and great to be back with glimmer of some positive light.
I love what I'm seeing here, Sam. Now, you know, it's like one of my mentors used to say, I might not like what I'm seeing, but I gotta like the trend. You know what I mean? Well, I'm seeing arrows turning their noses up a little bit. I got at least three little green things here. So green is good, folks. We had last month and the month before, we had red and yellow and not much green. In fact, I don't think we had any green last month, Sam.
No, and the green arrows point up, and the green arrows are good. Green,
yeah.
Unlike Mr. Gecko in the movie
Wall Street,
greed is good. Green is good. And,
yeah, exactly.
With the green we're seeing has to do with the outlook for the next 60 days. Based on our survey, we think we're going to see more good news than bad news, better surprises than negative surprises overall. The last 30 days, looking back 30 days, we've been dragging along the bottom, and it looks like we may have bottomed out in the current overall economic situation. 3 months of flatness at the bottom, but the outlook has turned up, and it's turned up in a meaningful way that we can report to you that the next 60 days may see us coming out of the current very, very, very slow economic situation.
You know, Sam, in December, the end of December, my predictions included this one, that we would not have a recession, a technical recession, meaning two quarters of negative growth. We would not have a technical recession that started in 2008, meaning it would not begin the first quarter of 2008 or any other quarter in 2008. And I also said that the economy would begin to turn up and we would have a decent second half, a growth second half of 2008. And that's basically how we're tracking right now, isn't it?
Right now, yes, indeed. In fact, when you and I were discussing this some 4 months ago, our outlook was at the time that we may be going into recession. In fact, in December, we were saying, looks like our indicator overall was indicating possible recession. And by January, our indicator was saying probable recession. Well, when you're within half of...
And what did I say?
And you said, well, you might be more negative than it needs.
I said, I don't agree with you.
If it feels, our guys were saying from all over the country in virtually every industry, that this is how they saw it. And indeed, when the measurements come out, you know, the first quarter GDP was reported as 0.6% positive.
Yep.
Well, it sure didn't feel that way to most of us. And and yet, if the orders are coming in, and right now we're seeing backlogs firming up for the next 60 days, that is the reality. Not how necessarily how we feel, but how we see our backlogs and our customers telling us this is what we're going to need in the next several weeks to several months.
Well, and we're going to take a quick break in a second, folks. And when we come back, what I'm going to tell you is why I believed what I did, and that it wasn't just, you know, me closing my eyes and throwing a dart at the wall. I had a reason for saying what I said, and I'm going to say it when we come back. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all about you, small business owners. 20 till, Sam Norwood and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blysingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. A little Dire Straits for you there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the things we do here. The articles, the archives of past shows, thousands of each one of those, hundreds of Brain Trust members. All their stuff is there, and you can find their books there and all the things that they do. Also, don't forget to check out our blog, which is there on smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also our newsletter. You can subscribe to it while you're there. We send it to you every Sunday afternoon, gets you ready for the week ahead. And then, of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. No barrier to entry, by the way. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum LLC, and we're talking about his report on the economy. And Sam, I want to get back to the report, but one of the things I wanted to point out, you said something about a minute ago about the difference between a technical recession and one that we felt like a recession. I agree that it felt like we've been in a recession, the way the economy has been, et cetera, et cetera. But the reason I said what I said was I didn't see the structural elements being in place to cause a recession of any great degree, technically, because this wasn't about unemployment. This was about a financial issue, about housing that wasn't widespread across the country, and so back to your feeling thing. What I said, what I believed was that yes, it was going to feel like a recession. It wasn't actually going to be one, but people were going to say, you know what, I don't like feeling this way, and I'm not going to do it anymore. And I think that's the reason why the economy is going to start turning up, because when we feel a certain way, we can stop feeling that way. When unemployment is bad, that takes a long time to fix. When sales are off, that takes a long time to fix, et cetera, et cetera. We have not had a structural recession except for a couple of sectors, in my opinion.
Well, the question always is, as a recession develops, it very often starts with the housing area. When people stop buying houses, and that spreads people supplying houses and housing materials, and that slows down, and pretty soon people stop buying cars. Well, domestic cars in particular have slowed down a great deal, and it can spread as layoffs in one industry occur, then the spending of the people that are in that industry stop spending, so it spreads. But in this case, it has been reasonably well contained, and also inflation has not gotten out of whack. Now, when we go to the gas station and fill up and pay $4 a gallon, and we're looking now today $123 a barrel for oil. It's pretty scary.
As you pointed out earlier, as you and I were talking earlier, that's one of the two danger points right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a concern, because we are We have to allocate our scarce resources. If it's all, if more of it goes into gasoline, then less of it goes into something else.
Mm-hmm.
So we are reallocating, but we also have a tradition, and it just works this way. The higher the price, the less we consume. So
right, exactly.
Our behavior is starting to change. We're going for the smaller cars. SUV cars, the market for those has really gone down. And the smaller cars are demand is going up. So we are, and we're planning our trips better. So we do react to this, but it's the demand for oil is a global thing. China, India, the rest of the world is developing. That's a good thing for us all.
Yeah.
That it
a
is
lot of the, a lot of the oil situation, Sam, though, is speculation. I really believe that we are seeing, for the first time in my life, some commodity bubbles that I think will burst.
Well, typically they do. It's never one of the things about commodities and about markets is that it's never as good as it seems at the top, and it's never as bad as it seems at the bottom.
Right.
And so at the extreme, everything ultimately comes back toward the mean. And the question is, are we at the extreme so that it will start to turn back toward the mean, or you know, is it going to keep on going? And that's for speculators, but it is high, and commodities do run in cycles, and we also are concerned about the dollar,
mm-hmm.
which has been declining as oil prices have risen. They're somewhat linked, and the decline of the dollar has been pretty good for our exports.
Yep.
Pretty good, but it reflects a decline in confidence about our country and our government spending, and are we out of control on our spending?
And the dollar's impression, though, has been kind of hurt by the fact that the euro is probably a little bit of a bubble in the euro. So it's the contrast has been significant. One of the things, though, that I'm happy about in your report, Sam, is that order backlogs, you don't have much of an order backlog right now, your folks told you, but they are expecting in the next 60 days to have order backlogs.
Yes. They're getting our respondents are getting indications from their customers that the orders are coming, and it's not that we're doing this in a vacuum. We are comparing how the order outlook compares to how it looked a month ago, and the order backlog future next 2 months outlook is materially better
mm-hmm.
than it has been. And that's where that's the most tangible indicator of near-term demand is
right.
How we're seeing the order backlogs developing.
Right. Stand
that
by,
supports
Sam.
Supports our outlook for a more positive next 60 days.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood. We're going to talk about capital expenditures, employment, and capital and credit availability. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Jackie Wilson there, bringing us back. And we got Sam Norwood with us. Sam's our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust, senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, give us a quick rundown on Tatum LLC.
Tatum LLC is an outsource for talent, an outsource supplier, I'd say, for talent. In what we call the C-level suite, not C-level like going to the beach, but C-level as in chief financial officer, chief investment officer, chief operating officer, where we will come in and actually become part of the management team or execute strategic projects for the chief executive and for the board and for the chief financial officer in companies. And we're now up to over 1,000 professionals, including about 700, as you say, partners and a growing number of employees at the controllership level analytical level.
And, folks, I was working with you guys when you had 300 folks.
Yeah, our growth is entirely
See what happened when you joined me, Sam? Look at this.
It's been 6 years, Jim.
When's my commission check going to get here, Sam? That's what I want to know.
Exactly.
Give us a website. Give us a website, Sam.
You know, the website is TatumLLC.com, and we're in 36 markets around the country and serving every industry that that there is. And so whether it's for small, medium business or large business, for fill-in and actually fulfilling the role of these positions, or coming in on a project basis, our talent can focus on what's needed, and we become part of the management team, and our people really can make a difference. And the outsource idea is what's great for small businesses, because it gives
flexibility. It's the best thing. Outsourcing, and I say this every time I give a speech, outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business. Uh-huh. And Lou, don't listen to Lou Dobbs, folks. Lou Dobbs is dangerous. He's wrong. Outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business. Capital expenditures, Sam, your folks are kind of sideways on this, aren't they?
Yeah, and capital expenditures, interestingly, are a lagging indicator, not a leading indicator. So right now, caution is there. We've been flat the last couple of months here with capital expenditures. They are relatively low right now, and similarly with employment. Our employment is stable. At least it's not going down, and that's a positive indicator. Yep. That employment is stable and yep. not descending. It's not going up yet, but we see it as a lagging indicator. And
but Sam, we've created 8 million jobs in the last 5 years. You know what? We needed to take a breath. For one thing, there's another element to this employment thing, Sam, that I want to point out, and I never hear anybody else talking about this. We've come to a point in the United States where there's virtually nobody else to hire, and a lot of the jobs that people want to hire for, we can't find the right people for those jobs, so we do without. So part of the employment situation is not economic. It's a mismatch. It's a generational. I mean, demographic. It's a demographic issue. It's a population issue. It's not a matter of economics. I mean, this is, in my opinion, Sam, this is a very big part of these sideways numbers in your employment.
It is businesses in the technology areas, in the healthcare areas, and many others are just screaming for help. They yep. don't have the right people with the right kind of training to come in
yep.
and right kind of experience, because there's an evolution of demand in the yep. type of demand we're looking for.
I believe this is one of our future danger zones
yeah.
for growth in America.
Well,
qualified people for the right jobs. I got less than a minute, Sam. Let's get over to capital.
All right.
I like, because we got to make sure we get this green arrow in there. Tell us about
you
capital
bet.
Availability.
You know, we got a pretty scary start in July and August of last year when capital markets
yep.
went through their great turmoil. The Fed has done a great job in reducing the concerns and fears that of a possible meltdown. The result of that is that we're seeing green lights in an improvement in the pricing and availability of capital. It's still it's more risk-based than it has been for the past 5 years,
mm-hmm.
When we were in too much of a party and not recognizing
right.
risk. But the idea of now of risk-based capital availability is in, it's settling in, and it's available to businesses that are credit-worthy,
Sam,
and it looks much better.
Thank you for the green good news. Thank you for the green arrows. We'll see you next time. Good job today.
Great to be with you, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.